Durham brings it cross mid-court. He's getting harassed by Evans. They still have fouls to give Cheshire. Here's Sloane to the basket. Out to Onwaz. Sloane in the corner for the win. Oh! Can you believe it? David Sloane wins it on the buzzer. And the Caledonian Gladiators go wild.
Wow, they got exactly what they wanted. They got their leading scorer open in the corner. And this time, he delivered. David Sloane.
Hello and welcome to another post-match recording of the Gladcast Basketball Podcast. A week on from trophy final triumph, where obviously the buzzer beater three by David Sloane gave the Gladiators their first title in 20 years of the franchise. Tonight, a massive game in the league placing where the Gladiators took on the Giants, the Manchester kind of team. They've been brilliant to watch this season, so this was an amazing match. In the interviews coming up, I start saying an 11-point win, but actually it was only 9, so I need to learn to read and count properly. So yeah, happy listening. We're just going to chuck everything out. And yeah, Bristol on Friday, and hopefully you enjoy this recording.
Joint post-game with Fraser Malcolm. Fraser, that was one of those games that go end-to-end. Every team was making threes everywhere. Sum that up for us.
Yeah, I mean, it was an exciting game, definitely, for the fans. You know, I thought we moved the ball really well on offence, and I think we got enough stops just to win the game. I think, you know, Bristol coming here on Friday, we're going to have to play 40 minutes of defence, kind of like we did in the last 5-6 minutes or so.
Yeah, especially yourself down the end on the court for the buzzer. I think you got a block on Ramon where you actually then caught the ball as well. The defence in the stretch was the best it'd been the whole game. Is that something you guys try and pride yourselves on to close out games?
Yeah, we do, you know, but
Gareth's going to give it to you for the other 38 minutes. Though.
Yeah, for the other 38 minutes or so, you know, I think we have to be a lot more disciplined. But I think we had good intensity, you know, Prince diving on the loose ball, kind of guys taking charges and stuff like that. And I thought we rebounded well, especially down the stretch. So, you know, it's going to have to be a 40-minute effort next time. We can't just kind of drift in and out. But I think it was a good win just to keep the momentum going from the trophy final.
Obviously yourself, good scoring night as well. You made a big three at the right time, which kind of contributed to building the lead. Why are Manchester so tough to play against?
They're just very fast-paced. And then also they have a lot of talent. You know, they've got guys who have won multiple championships or trophies or titles or whatever you want to call them in the league. Fletcher's been MVP a couple of times. Dirk's led the league in scoring. You know, William Lee's won pretty much everywhere he's went. So they are a very talented team and they're very fast paced. So it's sometimes tough to play just because teams don't usually play at that speed.
And what that win as well sets you up, we've got Friday, but what can it also mean for entering the playoffs?
We did circle this game as a very, very important game just because it's so tight between 4th and 7th. You know, and finishing top 4 gives you that home court advantage when it comes to the playoffs. So you know, we're 2 games behind Manchester, we've now got the head to head and we're 1 game behind with a game in hand, so very important, giving us a good chance to finish in the top 4.
Cheers, Fraser, enjoy the rest of the season.
Thank you.
We are Joy Post Gamer. Ramon, you had an unbelievable game. I thought you were just going to take it all on yourself. I think you were 26 points, 13 assists. Tough, I think it was 11 point defeat in the end, but yeah, sum that one up from you guys' point of view.
It was good. I think From a basketball standpoint, we had a good weekend. Even though we lost, I hate losing and everything like that, especially against an opponent that we might play in the playoffs. Yeah. It's a tough team. It's a tough team with the trophy celebration, so it's a different type of motivation. And I think both teams came out and played hard from the beginning to the end. It's unfortunate that we came out with the loss.
Obviously, you had a big win against Plymouth on Friday night. That kind of set up a really good match with tonight. Mm-hmm. What do you think you guys needed to kind of stay with it at the end?
I think it's just composure. Composure in a way, and you know, take the perfect shot, not just the first available shot. And I think we kind of got caught up that, especially in like the third quarter stretch. I think in the fourth quarter we did a little better when we came back and took the lead. But then defensive discipline, we gave Fraser Malcolm an open three. Like, I don't care if he misses 30 shots, you can't leave him open and make it down. But that's, you know, that's what happens. But I think composure and closing out games is something we've done good at it, but it's going to the playoffs, we need to do it more.
I suppose around the league we talk about you guys being quite up and down the floor, right, taking threes, but tonight both teams went for it and from a basketball spectacle, it was a pretty good game.
Oh yeah, for sure. And you can tell teams are gearing up for the playoffs.
Yeah.
With different strategies, different lineups, different plays, different schemes and stuff like that. And I could tell with Garrett how he's, you know, orchestrating his team and how he's kind of slowing down and picking up if you want to go fast or slow. And that's something that we, because we didn't want to just get into the habit where we just run up and down, because that's not going to win in the playoffs. So I think these past 4 or 5 games, we've done a really good job at that.
And obviously you've been around the league for a good while now. One is still, in my opinion, one of the leading point guards.
I thought you were saying London. Sorry.
How you've obviously played against Gareth as a player, player coach. Now he's a coach. How do you think he's getting on?
He is doing amazing. He's doing amazing. And last year, I knew that he was going to do good. He told me that I'll probably stop playing and stuff like that. But just to see what he's doing right now, his mind, and that those last two plays that he called in the trophy final was unbelievable. Unbelievable. And I'm nothing but proud of him as he walks through the door. So.
I've spoke to Johnny Bunyan a million times, and he always says you're the toughest guy he's played against. So he'll be living on a field day that he got that steal against you down the end. How does that make you feel?
It makes me feel terrible right now, to be honest. It makes me feel terrible.
Fire on, what word are you?
But I have nothing but the respect for Johnny. He knows that, like, it's a few people in this league that have been, you know, been in the league as long as I have, and it's Johnny's one of them, and I have the utmost respect for him. So whenever I see him, he's such a good guy, man. We talk a little bit of trash, but it's always just friendly, and he got the steal, so he got one up on me right now.
So what are you guys hoping for? Last question for you. Head into the playoffs, what are you guys hoping for?
We want to go to the final. I think it sounds cliche, but that's what we want to do. We want to go to the playoff final. We want to get a trophy, and we'll give all we got to get to that.
Brilliant, Ron. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
We are joined now by Vince McCauley. Vince, that was some spectacle for any fan watching that. Sum up that from obviously for you guys, unfortunate defeat.
Yeah, I thought it was a great game. I thought it was great for the fans. You know, this is what you want to, you know, get full houses like this and getting people in to watch exciting BBL basketball. I think Caledonia are the closest team to us in terms of, you know, wanting to play at a high pace, put the ball up. And I thought it was ironic that it was Onwas's 5-for-6 three-pointers in the first half that did the damage. I thought we did well to fight back. But then I think when we tied it, I think we couldn't score 7 consecutive possessions.
Yeah.
And that was it, really.
Yeah, so obviously a good weekend for you guys, starting in terms of Friday night's win against Plymouth. How did that kind of set you up for this game today?
Well, I mean, it did. We were able to get some rest for Fletcher in that game and for Dirk. Hence, you know, Fletcher being a bit fresh today. Obviously, we lost legend.
He was
Roberto.
Proper dialed in.
Oh, he was.
Ramon was on one of them tonight.
Yeah. No question. And but losing legend, you know, it's, you know, when legend, you know, legend's in, you learn to play with him. Then Will's in, you got to learn to play with him. Then they're both out, and they're both, you know, so those kind
really
of things.
Unfortunate injuries as well this year.
Yeah, I mean, great to see Will back in 19 minutes, but you know, he's missed 17 games. Yeah. You know. And so it kind of changes the balance. I think we only took 7 free throws today because we didn't have that presence on the inside.
Yeah. And then obviously heading into the playoffs, what are you guys hoping for?
To be honest, I've tried to tell our guys not to look too far ahead because, you know, anything can happen. You know, Sheffield's playing well. You know, obviously Caledonia's playing well. You know, Cheshire on a mission since they lost the trophy.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, you just have to, if you get out of a game with a win, you just got to be happy. And then when the playoffs come, let's take it however it comes, whether that's London, Leicester, Bristol. I don't think it matters. Now, I don't think the teams care whether they play in London or Leicester or Bristol. They'll look to beat them if they get the chance.
I suppose you'll have improved Sheffield have been, but I don't know if you know Bristol beat London tonight.
Oh, yeah, I expected that. I mean, London shut it down. I mean, you know, once you've won the league, you know, there's no point, you know, getting yourselves injured, ready to go. I think that probably means we can't get third, and us losing here certainly probably means that as well. but like I said, you know, for us, if we can win the 2 games this coming weekend, that will set us nicely for the, you know, home stand again.
I asked Ramon the same question, but obviously you've been around the league a long time. You've seen Gareth be as a young player through an experienced pro to player coach to coach. How do you think he's done as that role now?
Oh no, I think he's doing tremendous. But he's always been a thinker, you know, as a player. That's why, you know, if you think of Gareth, you think of him escaping around the back on an alley-oop dunk against the zone, or pulling up for a 3 when everybody's falling asleep, you know, all that kind of stuff. And that shows you the signs of someone who thinks the game. And I think now he's learning how to impart that on the players. I think he had a tough season, I think it was year before last, maybe, or last
COVID
year.
Season, yeah.
Yeah, when he had a couple of guys that weren't quite at this level. Now you've got Onwas is an unbelievable player for me. He's incredible.
Does it defend?
You know, Sloan is obviously nice and cool. You know, and Bailey is that guy. I always describe Bailey as that guy, you know, when you play at the YMCA, there's this guy that always gets buckets and you don't know how. That's Bailey.
You know, like, miss a dunk, get and you won't mind me saying this because I said this, you will fill out or get double tech or
pass the ball between his legs.
Or dunk it. Anything, he's one of those guys. Anyway, Vince, thanks very much for your time. Enjoy the journey home, man, all right?
Pleasure. Thank you very much.
joint post game with Prince Onwaz. Prince, you've just had to wait a long time after doing lots of interviews, but that's a big win, 11 point win, brilliant game by yourself, especially first half, 17 points in the game. Sum that one up for us.
Yeah, Manchester's a really good team. They played really tough offense, and for my stat line, I'm just happy to be able to score. You know, my teammates made the right plays, and I was just fortunate enough to make the shots. You know, after winning a championship game, most teams, they can may take a game or two to get back to form, but I really am happy and proud of the guys to be able to turn that around, because we still have goals that we want to meet. So just happy.
I suppose playing against a team like Manchester, just get out in the run, shoot a lot of threes, try and dunk the ball or whatever they can. Coach Darrell went, probably sucked you guys into playing a bit at that speed, but you guys were able to maintain it and beat them on that. Does that stand you in good stead when games do get like that?
Exactly. Like, we knew who Manchester are. They are a team that gets up and down. They can score the ball just as good as anybody in this league. You know, so it was up to us to get stops, get big stops, and towards the fourth quarter, which we did, and we got the win.
So we go into a big game on Friday night at home against Bristol. They were victorious against London tonight in overtime. What kind of matchup do they face, or do we face against them?
Look, Bristol came to our home and beat us. I think them and London were the only two teams to beat us at this place. So it's a tough week for us to focus and to lock in on our details and game plan. And it'll be a fight, you know, to the end.
Nice one. Prince, all the best. Good luck with the rest of the season. Probably speak to you next game.
Yes, sir.
Speak over each other. No. Right, we're joined post-game with Kyle and Johnny. Good win in the end. A big 11-point win. Sum that up for either of us. Hey, big decisive free throw at the end by Kyle. How does that feel?
Yeah, it was actually really. You've got it.
It was a good win for us, especially coming off the high of the cup final, the trophy final last week. It was good to get another win in the league. Try and aim for that top four finish.
So Johnny, I spoke to Ramon a couple of minutes ago, and he was talking about that matchup. And I know I've spoke to you a number of times about how you guys have obviously faced up many a time, and I made a comment of the fact that you got that steal against him. That must have felt quite good, because he was throwing the toys out a wee bit after that.
Yeah,
it was a lucky.
No, you just got to do it. You just need to do what you can against him, and that's the best game he's played against us. Certainly, the first half he was killing us, no matter who we threw at him. So I think myself, Kyle, David, Jeremiah, anyone else who got switched him, I think we all managed to pick it up in the second half a little bit, get a couple of stops each. And we managed to make it a little bit trickier for him in the second half, but always good to play against him. He's a great guy, even if he's on the good end or the bad end of the game, he's always speaking to you. So yeah, it was a good game.
What does this win, you can both answer this hopefully not at the same time, what does this win kind of set up for the rest of the season?
To push on and
push on
just aim for that higher seeding. Come playoff time, you want to peak at the right time and try and make that final in London.
What about you, Johnny?
Yeah, no, like Kyle said, it was a really important win just based on emotions coming down off that high and back to kind of league play. We've never not really anything we've experienced before. So we handled it pretty well, managed to get a good win against a good team. And we've got another 6 games left of the season. We've got to try and protect home court and try and pick up one or two on the road as well and see if we can creep inside the top four, but realistically it's looking like it's going to be 4-5 us in Manchester. So yeah, it's going to be a good end to the season and probably a good playoffs as well.
Yeah, especially if we get games like that against Manchester. That was over 200 points, is pretty insane.
Yeah, I mean we would rather keep them under, we need to try and keep them under 85 if we can, but yeah, at home we can score at home pretty well too.
Yeah, nice one, JB, thank you very much.
Cheers, Dan, thank you.
We are joined by Coach Darrell Wood. Coach, what a kind of mad bonkers game of basketball, which I can bet you the first thing you're going to mention probably be about defence and a lack of, and yeah, sum that one up.
Yeah, it's probably the most up and down game we've had of the season. You know, we know that's how Manchester like to play, and we got caught up in that game a little bit there. You know, you look at not only our defence but then some of our decision making in transition. You know, we were pulling up for quick threes, and I'm not disputing the fact they're open, but it was sort of, we didn't dictate the tempo of the game there. I thought Manchester sort of played at the tempo they wanted to, but that's not the tempo we're used to playing at. Decision making on offense, which then leads to them being able to get out on defense and quick plays, but also just our level of physicality on defense. And spoke about it at halftime, we had only picked up 6 fouls in the first half, you know, and that just shows that we weren't playing any defense. So got to try and figure out a way to make sure we lock in on that, because otherwise teams are going to come here and hurt us for the rest of the season.
I suppose then on the other end of the floor, you had someone like Prince Onwaz first half, who was shooting everything and scoring, and then he was also kind of, I suppose, one of the few that was able to do it on the defensive end as well.
Yeah, I thought Prince had a great game tonight. You know, he really keyed in on Dirk, and that's definitely one of Dirk's quieter games.
Yeah.
Got a few open looks, but other than that, I thought Prince did an excellent job on him. And then, like you say, you know, stepped in and shot the ball really well. I think he was 4 from 5 from three-pointers in the first half, so shoots the ball really well. But I think you're starting to see the beauty of our offensive collectiveness is how many people can score the ball, you know, and we're starting to trust each other a bit more and share the ball. You know, we had a high level number of assists tonight as well. Jeremiah with 8 and Al Durham with 6, and so we really get going offensively. We're starting to share the ball much more, which is great to see.
Yeah, you've then got someone like, or what's the difference Farrell makes to camp? Obviously we saw Patrick sitting at the sideline, Ali's obviously not in either, but what difference is he able to make and also be able to stay on the floor, other than that technical at the end, which was very amusing?
He brings a level of experience to this team who was, before he came in, a very young team. You know, we've still ultimately got 4 rookies in the team. Durham did the start of the season in Italy, but that's still his rookie year. So he brings a level of experience, but I think more than anything, it's just a level of depth that we've never really had. So we've got 2 bigs injured just now, but ultimately still able to get it done, and we don't do that without us getting that sort of backing from the owners to bring another guy in, and it's made a huge difference. I think if you were to count up the number of wins that we wouldn't have had if Farrell hadn't come in, you know, it would be a considerable, and we'd probably be actually 7th in the table. You know how tight things are.
So what does this win sets up the battle for 4th more so? Is that still obviously the aim, and what can we expect for the rest of the season?
Yeah, we set goals in January, you know, and top 4 in a trophy final at the time was the goal, and we've obviously succeeded in the trophy one, and top 4 still the ambition. There's a good chance we play Manchester in the trophy, you know, so we want that second game at home. We know that will be a close series, so it's really important that we get that done, and this sets it up well. But we've got it effectively 4 more games at home and 2 on the road.
Yeah.
I think the 2 on the road are huge, because our away record isn't great this year, but Plymouth and Newcastle are 2 teams that we need to try and take care of in the road, and then protect our home court, which we've done really well this season. We've just got to take care of that. Bodies are starting to hurt a little bit now, so it's important that we get the loads right as well and manage people in practice for the next couple of weeks.
Brilliant. Cheers, Darryl. Well done on the win tonight.
Thanks, buddy.
Joined by the game MVP, Mr. Alan Hodgic. Farrell, sum that one up for us.
It was a high, intense game, up and down. First half, we had a small lead, but defensively, we weren't really doing anything. We only made 6 fouls. It was all about the defense in the second half. We had to get stops in a row, and then get scores, and build a gap between us and them. And we did that a little bit of that in the third quarter, a little bit of that in the fourth quarter, and made plays at the end. Made stops at the end to win the game, and that's what it's mainly about, just getting those stops, defensive stops.
One of my favourite moves you had tonight was the spin move you did on William Lee, where you just kind of left him sitting there, and your celebration afterwards was pretty good. But that's a tough matchup, because obviously they try and shoot a lot of threes, obviously stretch the perimeter. So generally, how do you think you personally did on defence as well?
Yeah, it was a different kind of defensive matchup for me. You know, I was ready to play inside with the legend Robertin and fight with him, but from the start to finish, I was guarding guys that can shoot 3-point shots. They made a couple. They made a couple of those, but we just had to take advantage and score in the paint. That was my job today. With Ali Frazier out and Patrick Tappe, not in the game. My job was to be in the paint and try and score as many as I can on these guys, because they couldn't stop me under the basket today. So that was the key right there.
But
no doubt, it was more difficult for me on the perimeter. I had to run after these guys. I had to do a lot of running. I played a lot of minutes today, so. Feel tired from that.
So 31 minutes, 29 points, I think 6 rebounds, couple assists. I thought you got a couple blocks, but they've not given you any. So
the first one wasn't a block. Well, I blocked it and then it went in.
I
don't know how that
is. That your basket for them then? So is that 31 points? But no, what does that win like that against Manchester mean for kind of the rest of the season?
Oh, it's a huge win, especially after trophy final. Everyone thinks you have a hangover after the final where you come to the next game and you're overconfident. But no, I think we played confidently, and Manchester was a big game now. We've got the same amount of losses, we got the head-to-head over them, and it's a big step towards the fourth spot. So the last 6 games, it's going to go down to that, if we're going to get the fourth spot or not, and we might get Manchester in the playoffs too, so it's very likely. So it's good that, you know, we've got all these wins against them.
So obviously we head into Friday against Bristol. They won a close one in overtime against London tonight. What should we expect from that game?
That was my first game of the season here, was against Bristol, and the only game that we've lost here at home since I've been here. So, you know, I just want to get back, I'll, you know, get them back. You know, it's like a revenge game. You know, we can't let them come into our house and beat us like they did the first game for me here. So, you know, it's a personal game for me. I want to beat these guys. You know, it's not going to be easy. You know, they're second in the table right now. So, you know, they're a strong team. So, you know, we just got to do better than we did last time against them here at home.
Yeah. Nice one. Thanks very much, Farrell. Enjoy the rest of your week, man.
So, yeah, that does another episode of the Gladcast Basketball Podcast. A 106-97 win. That 9 points not only confirms the head-to-head, but also brings us one game closer to Manchester in fourth place. So, hope you enjoyed that. Brilliant insight from the guys, and thank you to Vince and Ramon from Manchester for giving me their time. And yeah, good luck to the team on Friday against Bristol Flyers.